告。
Hallelujah, in the name we pray.
慈爱的主，我们非常感谢你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
今天是你的圣安息日。
Today is your Sabbath day.
不单止我们来到这里聚集敬拜你。
Not only we come here to worship you.
我们还借着这个宗教教育教员讲习会，可以再一次的来进修，重新得力。
And through this teacher seminar, we are able to gain strength to serve you.
求主耶稣你打开我们的耳朵。
May our Lord open up our ears.
借着你的话语。
Through your words.
我们可以学习做一个怎么样的好的仆人。
We can learn how to become a good servant.
让我们知道我们并不是自己的主人。
And I know that we are not a master.
我们是属于主的。
We belong to the master.
主耶稣要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever the Lord Jesus wants us to do, we shall do.
主耶稣要我们教小孩子，我们就要教小孩子。
If our Lord Jesus wants us to teach the children, we shall teach the children.
我们将今天整天的讲习会的内容的课程完全交在主的手中。
And today we shall hand over you all the content of the teaching unto you.
求主耶稣打开仆人的口，让他可以讲明你的话语。
And may our Lord Jesus open up. Well, so that we can speak your words.
也赐给我们学员老师的老师们的体力精神，让我们可以听了明白，可以不用打瞌睡。
And may the Lord give us strength so that we can open our ears and that we would not fall asleep while listening to your words.
如果真的打瞌睡，求主耶稣叫醒我们。
And if we really fall asleep, may the Lord help us and wake us up.
我们求主带领我们。
And may our Lord Jesus help us.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Be seated.
因为是上课啊，不是讲道，所以上课的时候就可以问问题，你们可以答问题。
So this is a classroom and not a sermon giving. So if you have any question, you may ask.
我首先呢要求说尽量坐头两排啊，通通上来一点，这样会随时碰到你。
So I request. That if you could sit up to this
group. 后面的可以今天坐前面哈。
So the one that at the back, please come forward.
因为这样你也比较不容易打瞌睡我看到你打瞌睡，我也想打瞌睡。
In this manner, I can see you better.
这样子我就有压力了，我就会很高兴。
So now it's the pressure is on me.
Okay.还有了，后面呢？还有，前面还有位置，尽量上来一点啊。OK， 好，尽量坐中间一点啊，感谢主啊，可以跟大家一起来学习这个 attitude， 这个叫这个仆人的态度啊，这节是 attitude of a servant。
And thank God we are able to learn together the attitude of a servant。
来，谢谢坐好啊。大声，可以听得到吗
？Tony is going to adjust for us.
OK. 好，现在问大家一个问题啊。
And now I have a question.
世界的工啊。
The world work, worldly work.
跟圣工啊。
Compared to the holy work.
都是工啊。
And they are both work.
但是有什么不一样？
But what is the difference?
当然可以很多，你们可以提出很多的对比啦。
Of course, you can give a lot of comparison between these two.
你可以讲一点，
And then give the ideas.
我的课是要有这个 participation 吗？要答问题的，不然他不及格了。Grace.
世界的工讲究成果。
成果。
Achievement.
善功呢
？And how about holy work?
要看过程。
要看过程。The attitude.
有没有例子
？For example.
很好啊，这一点有没有例子？譬如说。
像说我们是撒种的，可是是神让它成长，所以成果不在我们。
Like a sower, the growth of the seed is not on us; it is on God.
很好，继续。来，李晨。
Motivation for self, and whereas the holy work is for God.
很好，
Then you ask when you get a when you receive a job, is how much you get paid.
再大的理想，在足够的志向，但是那个 pay 很 low 的话，大概也是很难接受。
If it's the if it's a high job but with low pay, and it's not like
a 你也会跟别人比较，我做这个工作同样的工作，我的同学在另外一个公司做同样的工作，他的钱比我多，跳槽过去。
And even make comparison between other companies, if the company is of a higher pay, you would jump ship.
但是我是外省的啊。
Yeah, whereas holy work is for God. There's no money.
还要付出来。
And you even have to put up some of your own pocket money.
这是因为是神的爱啊。
Because of God's love.
哎，我这边请拍吧。啊，是啊。这个工，因为讲钱嘛，就是爱不爱的不重要啊。
So there's no concern about love while working for a company.
你可以在老板面前说：“哦，好，我最多这个是过去，转身就被公司卖了。”真讨厌的人。
You may agree with your boss to do certain work, but once the job is finished, you may have a different opinion about him.
啊，但是圣工呢，就是因为爱神做的，所以。就学习不会埋怨，不会分外。
So holy work is based on God's love, so we not
心甘情愿的去做。
We will serve Him willingly.
还有呢，态度上呢
？How about attitude?
或者可能有一点啊。
Then there's another point.
在世界的功能强调一点，就是你的 ability 啊，你的能力，你的 competence。
Your ability and your competence towards a job.
就是，你的能力是老板第一个要看。
That is what your boss will be required of you is your ability.
我们大部分青年都开始找工作了，过几年之后是正在找工作了。
And most of the youth are looking for job or even working now.
啊，你看到那些报纸上的广告，要找人会怎么写
？And you look at the advertisement, the newspaper, how they advertise their job description.
要哪一种学历？要哪一种经验？要哪一种技术
？Their ability, their skill.
通常老板不会写那个广告说我要一个非常老实的人。
Most of them would not advertise. They're looking for an honest person.
啊，我请这个 manager 不要抽烟的。
Or I'm looking for a manager who does not smoke.
啊，不赌博的。
Or gamble.
啊，他不管你这些。
They don't care about such habits.
老板管的就是你有没有能力，在我给你这个时间 resources 东西里面把你的要做的事做好。有的话，其他都不管。
The boss look at what you can do with a certain time and what resources that you have.
他也不可以管，不可以因为说话，你有不良的嗜好，你爱看色情电影都不请你，不可以。
And he would not care about your habit if whatever habit you have.
但是神的功呢？神第一个看的并不是我们的能力，而是看我们的态度啊。
So God will not look at our ability, but He look at our attitude.
Attitude 啊。态度比能力重要。
Attitude is more important than ability.
为什么
？Why？
谁可以说？
Share.
你们都是老师啊，你们都很有领受啊，他分享一下嘛。为什么态度上跟我说态度比能力重要
？Why would we say in the holy work your attitude is more important than your ability to perform？
因为能力都是神赐的。
能力是神赐的。
Ability is given by God。
还有呢？什么？
因为要跟人家合作。
You need to share your work you be need to work with others.
Yes.
God would block the proud and give blessing to the humble.
因为世界的工啊，最基本上是靠自己做的，自己有能力就可以做的。
The work in the secular world is.Depending on your ability, how you can perform.
那圣工是神的工啊，所以神要帮你，神要跟你同在，你要把它做得好。
And holy work is, you require God to abide with you, then you can do it well.
所有的圣工啊， 讲到最后都是要改变人的心为主。
And all the holy work was given, the ultimate purpose is to change you.
宗教教育讲到最后都是要改变我们所教的所带领的学生。
And the goal of the RE classes is to change the student attitude.
但是我们想一个问题。
And now we have a question.
要改变自己容不容易？
Is it hard to change yourself?
不容易。要改变我们自己，譬如说我们想有几个坏习惯，不要告诉我们，自己想就好。
So if you look at yourself, how many bad habits do you have, and you want to change them?
改变自己容不容易？
Is it hard?
改变自己是最困难的事。
It is difficult, actually.
我自己都改变不了自己了。
If I can't change myself,
我怎么改变我教这个学生？
Then how would I change the children?
Oh. 一个礼拜对他几个小时。
In a week, how many hours do I spend on these children?
一个礼拜可能跟他讲课一个小时，我们想用这个小时去改变他。
In this short hour, and you, if you want to change them within this hour,
这是全世界最难的工作。
And perhaps this is the most difficult job in the world.
所以，除非神同工，不然的话，没有办法做完这个工作。
So if God is not abiding, then perhaps it's not very, then if it's very hard to complete this task.
神同不同工呢，并不是看的话，你没有这个能力，真的跟你同工，并不是这样。
If God, when God abides with you, do you see, that you can have the ability to work?
神同不同工，在乎我们的态度、我们的心态、我们的灵修。
God abiding is depends on your ability and your spiritual cultivation.
我们来看啊，马太福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 15.
我们在重读一些我们非常熟的经节的时候，可以再去思考。
And we will, if we are going to read something that is familiar, so that we can once again ponder over it.
好，马太福音十一章的
chapter 11, verse
11, verse 25.
Verse 25.
二十五节。
25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to the little children. 26. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. 27. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father.And no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chose to reveal him. 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
今天早上就以这几节作为一个范围，我们来分享到底我们要做圣工、做仆人的态度，我们可以学一些什么。
So with this passage, we shall learn how we can serve God with our attitude.
啊，作为一个仆人呢，作为仆人有很多点我们可以来学习嘛。
As a servant, we can learn many points.
啊，第一点呢
，First,
啊，我们就是要学习谦卑。
You must learn how to be humble.
像刚刚天才兄啊所讲的，这个神与谦卑的人同在，啊，跟骄傲的人呢，他就远离不同工。
And my brother Alex mentioned that God will abide with the humble, and He will be far away from those who are proud.
二十五节为什么主耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，感谢你，因为你叫这些事像聪明通达的人都藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。
In verse 25, what did Lord Jesus said this command? A command.
谦卑，什么叫谦卑？
What do you mean by humble?
就是要觉得自己什么都不懂。
You must humble to the point that you do not know anything.
当我们刚刚开始当教员的时候，会有这个心态，好害怕，什么都不懂，怎么教呢？
And when you first started to be an RE teacher, you have the attitude of lowly and say, I do not know anything, and how am I going to teach?
当我们第一次接一个工作的时候，我们觉得什么都不懂，怎么办呢？
And when you firstreceive the assignment, you say, I don't know anything, what am I going to do?
但是当时间久了，我们有点经验的时候，
But as time goes, and you have some experience,
哎，我觉得好像有点懂了。
And then you feel that you have known something.
有点经验了,
and have some experience.
不再靠神啊,
and would not trust and not rely on God.
问你们一下,
and I ask you a question.
记不记得第一次教课的时候,
and the first time when you taught.
前天那个网站, 你感觉紧不紧张?
And were you excited at that time?
啊, 大家可以share, 没有分享, 第一次教课, 那一前一天那个网站,
but the night before, were you very nervous preparing?
有没有经验?
Have you had the
experience? 很久以前。哇，代表就是，怎么办？明天教课了，赶快祷告多一点哦。好像准备一个礼拜。哇，这个不得了，两个礼拜准备一堂课。I
spent two weeks preparing one lesson.
因为什么都不懂啊。
Because I do not know anything.
还会祷告哦。
But I know how to pray.
祷告完再看课本。
When I pray and I look at the teaching material.
今天看完明天再看。
Day after day, I would review them.
看到话会熟了。
And until the point,
很紧张。
It's been memorized and you were very excited.
但是因为你告诉主耶稣话，我什么都不懂，说主耶稣帮助你第一堂课的，哎，很紧张的当中要修炼突破。
So because of your plea and Jesus listened to you, and therefore the class went smoothly that day.
但是后来呢，有人说。 经验的，想说一个小时就可以准备的。
But later on, as you have experience, and perhaps you say you will take an hour to prepare your class.
到后来，我看到一些宗教教育，不是你们哦，我们认识你们哦。
And towards the end, I saw some teachers.
哎，没空准备了，下午在听到你的时候，就那个教育课本在那出来看，上面在讲道，下面在备课。
There's some teacher, was so confident that. They would prepare their class lesson during sermon time.
反正这个课讲了很多遍，翻翻就可以了。And
they were confident, and therefore they would just have to look over it and memorize it.
主耶稣这里说，如果你是聪明通达的，那主耶稣都不跟你讲话了。Here
that if you know all things, then our Lord Jesus would not speak to you.
他说，如果你是婴孩的话，这个显出来了。
But if you are a child, likened to a child, then he will reveal to you.
说实在，越做圣工，我觉得自己越不懂怎么做圣工。Actually,
the more holy work I do, the less I know.
以前以为很简单的东西，后来发觉是不简单的东西。以前觉得可能是很简单的东西，现在发觉是不简单的东西。And
in the past, I thought things were very easy, but now it's quite hard.
光是小孩子都说，有的时候幼稚到了没教。
And you may say a kindergarten classes may be very easy to teach.
给他玩一玩，唱一唱，跳一跳，就过了一个小时。And
you just maybe have some activities, and perhaps the hour will be soon over.
那现在这里家里有三个小孩。But
now there are three children.
哇，三个小孩真的是搞到头晕脑胀，不晓得怎么对付他。And
maybe it's very difficult to teach them.
或者说一个小时，他们在想什么？那搞不懂。
Not only 1 hour, perhaps a short moment, you don't even know what they are thinking, and maybe hard to.
太太常提醒我说，你都不晓得他们在想你要什么。
And my wife always tell me that I do not know what my children are thinking about.
所以我们刚刚开始做的工作的时候，会觉得自己什么都不懂。
So in the beginning, when we started, we would not know anything.
但是有点经验的时候，可能觉得自己都懂。But
gradually, with experiences come. Then you say you would know what to do.
但是到最后，我们觉得自己还是什么都不懂。And
towards the end, you would not know anything.
所以神在什么时候会出手来帮我们跟我们同工？So
when would our Lord Jesus come to help us?
就让我们对自己真正的认识自己的软弱的时候，怎么帮助我们呢？That
when the moment you humble yourself and say to yourself that you don't know anything, then he will come to help you. Let us turn to Exodus chapter 4.
摩西一直跟神说,
and Moses also said to Jesus, a God, that he does not know anything.
第四章第十节,
chapter 4, verse 4.
第十节, 4 to 10.
Chapter 10. Chapter 4, verse 10.
摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。我本是拙口笨舌的。”十一节。
Verse 11.
耶和华对他说：“谁做人的口呢？谁使人的口哑耳聋不明眼瞎？岂不是我耶和华吗？”十二节。
12.
现在你去吧，我必赐你口才。 只叫你所当说的话。啊，看摩西在跟神说我什么都不懂的时候，神就更加加给他口才。
So we see here when Moses said I do not know anything, then God would give him eloquence to speak.
所以觉得自己不懂，觉得自己软弱，是学习的谦卑的第一点。
So when you confess that you do not know anything, then that is your humility.
所以主耶稣就会同在。
Then our Lord Jesus will abide.
再来看耶利米书也是一样，耶利米跟神也是讲我什么都不懂。
And look, let us look at Prophet Jeremy, and Jeremy has this attitude as well.
啊，耶利米书第一章第六节。
Jeremy chapter 1:6.
啊，耶利米书第一章第六节。
Jeremy chapter 1:6.
第六节，我就说主耶和华，我不知怎么说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你去谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，因为我拯救你，这是耶和华说的。所以耶利米又同样经验。
Here, Jeremiah has the experience.
所以第一点，我们做仆人的态度就是啊，主啊，我都不懂，求你教我。
So the attitude of a servant is, Lord, I do not know anything, so please help me.
啊，不要被自己的经验骗了。
Do not be cheated by your experience.
我觉得在所有的工作当中，要教一个人或带领一个人啊，是最难，因为他做很难做，很难摸得着。
And teaching a person is very hard because you do not get hold of his personality.
你要修理一台车，这台车就是这样的，他这个 model 过来到明天就变成另外一个 model， 他这个就是这样，他是很容易理解的。你只要有一个技术，有个 manual， 要修这个车就过来。
Vice versa, when servicing a car, it is quite easy because this model is fixed and it has manual, and so you can repair it.
那人的心呢，每分每秒都可以在变。那怎么来了解我们同学的心？怎么带领他们？这是很难的事情。
And whereas a human being is quite difficult because it has a heart and therefore it changes often.
好了，我们再来看一节圣经，我们来看路加福音第十七章，仆人怎么谦卑呢
？Now let's turn to Luke and see how a servant should be. The attitude of a servant.
路加福音第十七章。
And how we should be humble. Luke chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
路加福音十七章第七节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 7.
你们谁有人有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来，就对他说：“你快坐来，快来坐下吃饱吃饭呢？”第八节。岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，梳妆带子，伺候我，等我伺候完了，你才可以吃喝吗？第九节。
Nine.
仆人照着吩咐去做，主人还谢谢他吗？第十节。
Ten.
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我是无用的仆人，所做的本是我应分做的。我就觉得这一段是对我很好的提醒。
I felt that this passage is very good.A reminder for us.
啊，主耶稣用两个职业来比喻我们这个为主做工的人，尤其是我们的宗教教育的教育。
And Lord Jesus has used two different jobs for here to teach us, especially as an ordinary teacher.
第一个就是耕地了 ，ordinary teacher 就是耕地的人。
First is the a plow, and we are like a plower.
啊，这是农夫了啊，这是 farmer,
a farmer. A farmer.
啊，我们在城市长大了，都没有机会耕地了，大概没有这个。
We are from the city and perhaps we have never plowed a field before.
但是我也没有耕过地，说实在。
And I have no experience as well.
但是我有割过草。
But I have the experience of cutting grass.
你们有没有割过草的经验？
Have you all have the experience of cutting grass?
啊，其实割草也是照顾一个花园。
Cutting grass is also looking after a field.
啊，刚移民的时候，我对割草这个事情很反感，很讨厌割草。
When I first came here, I hate cutting grass.
听说啊，看那个房子啊，看那个花园，就知道大概是中国人。
I was told if you look at the garden of a house, you'll know whether it's a Chinese or not.
大概里面90%都是华人的，90%就是华人 Chinese 在里面，后面中国人不喜欢割草。
If you look at the uncut grass, then you know that it belongs to a Chinese house.
啊，但是外国人就花园弄得很漂亮。
Whereas the Caucasian, they have beautiful garden and fields.
但是后来呢，我又发觉啊，哎，慢慢割，慢慢割，慢慢往那个打理那个花园，其实你会有个满足感。当它弄漂亮的时候，当它草漂亮的时候，没有满足感，这个是很美的事情。
And gradually, I through cutting the lawn, I have this achievement of.A sense of accomplishment and fulfillment of my heart.
所以你的那个班上面呢，就是一个花园。
And your class is likened to a garden.
可以弄得很漂亮。
You can make it very beautiful.
可能现在杂草很多啊。
Perhaps now there are many weeds.
可能那个草很长啊。
Or perhaps the grass is very long.
但是它，你把它用心处理的话，它会变，有一天会变得很漂亮。
But if you put your heart in it, and perhaps one day it will be very beautiful.
第二，这方言的人，我们宗教教育的比较方言。我们教育你要当一个牧童，方言。
Also, when you are an RE teacher, you're like a shepherd. You have to let the sheep go.
我们这边没有方言，但是去非洲那些同龄啊，像你们这个年纪，或是更年轻的十一、十二岁，每天去放放羊。
In Africa, these children at age of 11, they would.And let the sheep roam around in the field.
我觉得放羊这个比喻很好，你带他去放一放，让他看看外面的世界，神的道理怎么样来让他们明白。他都从放羊出去啊，吃草啊，长大。
And help letting go the sheep is a very good thing because then the sheep can venture out and learn the truth themselves, and they will grow.
啊，所以每一天的课程啊，每一个礼拜的那一个小时就是放羊吃草，你给他什么草吃？
And every weekend, the hour that you have with them is and depends on what kind of grass that you feed your sheep.
啊，课程有好好准备，我这一次的草都很多，吃饱饱。
If you have prepared your lesson well, then the grass will be plenty, so your sheep will be.
这一次随随便便翻一翻，自己讲课也想睡觉，听得也想睡觉，有没有这个经验？
Will be fed well, but if you just simply prepare your lesson, and your sheep may not be well fed, and they might fall asleep.
啊，都没有想吃的。
And there would be hunger.
啊，第九节这里说，仆人如果照主人所吩咐的回来啊，主人还会谢谢他吗
？And if he done what the master instructed, wouldn't the master thanks him?
啊，什么叫谦卑呢
？And how?How do you become?
我们刚刚开始做一个圣工的时候，我们会希望得到别人的鼓励啊。
And when we first started working, we always want people to encourage us.
当然鼓励是好，我们要互相鼓励。
Encouragement is good because we need to encourage one another.
但是仆人呢，谦卑到他做完工作，他觉得这个本来是我的本分，我本来应该把它做好的，没有什么可夸的。
But as a servant, you must have the attitude that it is your duty to.Work and therefore you should. There is nothing to boast about.
So, 第十节说你们要做完了一切所吩咐。
And for verse 4 it says you must do what was instructed you to do.
不要做一半。
Do not just do half of it.
要做完全，做全部。
You must have it all done to be completed.
还有最后说，哎，我是无问的仆人，我还做的不够。
Then lastly, you say, "I have not done enough, and may the Lord help me."
那我们再看回来这个马太福音呢
Now let us turn back to Matthew.
马太福音第十一章
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章
Matthew chapter 11.
我们来看二十八节
Verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九节。
29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。请读二十九节。
29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
这里主耶稣告诉我们了谦卑，仆人的态度，谦卑什么？就是常常想不断的来学习。
And what do you mean by humble? Here it tells us we must.Continue to learn.
啊，中文的字很有意思。我们常常学教学的方法，教学的理论，教学的实行啊。 teaching.
对的，英文 teaching 啊。
但是教学是两个部分。
Two part of teaching.
Oh, the two part of teaching.
第一个就是教。
First is teach.
是我们给学生的东西。
That we are giving what, to, giving it to our students.
这是我们给他的道理，我们给他的课程。
What we give.The lesson and the truth.
主耶稣的榜样。
And the example of Jesus.
但是另外方面呢，我们从学生当中会学到什么
？And the other part is what can we learn, from the student.
所以中文有句话叫“教教学相长”，就是一起来进步的意思。
And in Chinese there is growing with your student together.
记得。宗教类的老师啊，真的是很大。
I think the RE teachers is great.
啊，老师常常会教到很多问题的学生。
And teacher may encounter problematic,
比较不可爱的学生，比较会反叛的学生。
Or those students are not lovable or rebellious.
会不会有
？Have you encountered such student?
如果你可以选择的话，希望是啊，这个礼拜他不来。
If you have the choice, you wish that they would not show up so that you would be very happy.
这个礼拜他情绪很高涨，但是我觉得，越是困难的学生啊，你会从他身上学到越多。
But I think that the more problem this child, the more difficult child that he or he is, then the more you can learn from.
第一，你学到我要训练我的脾气，我就不能每天抓狂，每一分钟他动一动我就抓狂。
And firstly is our attitude, and we would not be, we have to control our attitude because of this child.
第二，你会学会主耶稣所说的柔和谦卑啊。
And secondly, it's like what Jesus said that, be humble.
如果我们很心中很愤怒、很生气、很情绪化，跟他被他的态度一起来启动的话，我们都没有这个。
If we don't have that peace, then we got stirred up by this kid, and therefore we will not learn how to be humble.
所以主耶稣给我们班上那个最困难的那个学生，可能就是我们每一个人的功课，
所
以老师的功课。
If our Lord Jesus gave us a difficult child, then this is a lesson that God wants us to learn.
有一些学生哦，他也是很调皮。有一个学生，他小时候很调皮。
There was once a student who is very naughty.
跳皮到都有点老师哭。
To the point that he may make the teacher cry.
老师都没得办法。
And the teacher has no way of dealing with it.
但是老师呢，没有放弃这个学生。
But this teacher did not give up on this student.
常常为他祷告。
And he would the teacher would often pray for the student.
常常帮助他了解他。
And often would come to help the student and to understand the student.
常常来关心他。
And often show care or concern to the student.
结果慢慢这个学生慢慢有改变。
And gradually his student gradually changed.
以后还被主所用，做一个什么工人
？And in the end, he was used by God and became a servant of God.
所以叫工人呢，这个工人以后回到他自己的家，看到以前的老师。
And this this worker come to the church and saw the teacher and felt bad that he was the one that often make this And what can we learn and what can we teach is are the lesson that Jesus wanted to learn.
是给他们一个给你们一个作业哈。
And I have a homework for you all.
大家指出来哈，写写题目。
And please take the paper out and write out this.
想想看啊，你从当宗教的教育到现在
，write out this question from the beginning, of your career as a teacher.
啊，可能是一年、三年、五年、十年、二十年都好。
Perhaps it could be a year ago or 30 years ago.
你到底学到了什么
？What did you learn from your experience, from your teaching experience?
还没有教这个教宗教教育课之前，没有学到，哎，现在学到了。
Before you were an RE teacher, you may not learn anything, but after you became a teacher, what did you learn?
第二个部分呢?
And then the second part.
你有什么还没有学到?
What have you not learned?
还需要加强的?
Or what have you yet to learn?
有人说啊, 我是当了爸爸之后才开始学当爸爸。
And some say, I learned how to become a father. I learned how to be a father when I became a father.
对不对? 应该是这样对吧? 青年还没有结婚还没有小孩子不会说买一本当爸爸的书在拼命读啊。 妈妈也是啊。妈妈比较会买书来看，还没有生孩子，朋友就是在看书。
You wouldn't want to buy a book how to become a father when you're not married.
我想对教员的时候一样，我是当了教员之后才开始学习当教员。
And similarly as a teacher, you learn as you became a teacher.
我在做圣工人员之后，才开始学习怎么当一个圣工人员。
And when I serve God, it's only when I started serving God that I learned how to be a servant.
我在当传道之后，才学习怎么当一个传道。
And only when I became a preacher, I learned how to become a preacher.
所以这个学习啊，是每一分钟他都在开始的。
So the lesson for us starts any minute, any time.
再来讲一点仆人的态度哦，十一章，太福音第十一章。
Now let us turn back to Matthew chapter 11 regarding the attitude of a servant.
除了柔和谦卑之外,
besides become gentle and humble.
主耶稣这里说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke and learn from me.
一个仆人呢，就是要负责任。
A servant must be responsible.
常常会想到怎么把我的工作做好，这个责任感很重要。
Often he would ponder upon how he would complete his task.
因为是仆人了，所以这个是责任是没有办法推的。
A servant cannot shift his responsibility.
那我问大家一个问题啊。
And I ask you a question.
你怎么看你所带的那一班？
How do you view the class that you are teaching?
你怎么看这个？
How do you see them?
你会把它看成啊，我一个两个礼拜讲了一个小时，准备一下，讲完我的课就没有了。
And would you view your teaching as preparing the lesson and once it's taught and it is the job is done?
我是蛮轻松的。
And you feel
故事讲好，上课没有意外，没有人翻桌子，没有打破玻璃。今天感谢主，哈利路亚。
And because the class was in was very smooth and nothing of the extraordinary happened, and you would give thanks to God.
但是这个是不够的。
But that is not good enough.
我们要把我们所带的一半，看成是我自己的背包，我的轭，我要带起来的东西。
You must look upon your class as if it is a burden that it will be taken upon your shoulder.
常常想到我的学员这个礼拜他的信仰会进步。
And you will often ask, what can my student learn and did they improve?
这个礼拜他没有来，到底是什么原因呢？
And if this student did not come, what happened to him?
常常祷告。
And often pray for him.
每天的祷告里面都想到你的学员。
In your everyday prayer, you would always have them in your mind.
祷告这样帮我改变一个人。
Through prayers, it can change the person.
所以如果把我们的所带的班看成是主耶稣给我们的责任的话，我们就是好的。
If you take the class as your responsibility, then you are a very good servant.
所以我觉得当一个教员真不容易的。
So I think being a teacher, it is not that simple.
仆人的态度还可以讲很多，顺服啊、信心啊、爱心那些，但是我们从当中可以进去。
Of course, there are many aspects regarding being the attitude of a servant, like
爱心啊
love,
顺服。但是我觉得
and obedience, you can learn this through your
job.但是呢，如果我们有这个谦卑的心，我们就一定会进步。
But if you have this humble heart, you will learn.
我们有负恶的心，我们有负恶的心，主耶稣会带。
And if you have a heart of taking upon this wisdom, responsibility, then God will lead.
所以我的功课啊，从
So when will the homework be handed over back to me? Perhaps before you
start,
ponder upon what you have learned.
还没学的,
or what you haven't learned. Let us pray in silence.